What actually got you interested in Lost Wave in the first place?
At the time I discovered Lost Wave in March 2024, I was already very interested in what was Lost Media, etc. And my favorite YouTuber made a video about Everyone Knows That. And I immediately went in very interested in this because I thought Lost Wave, that's the best concept I ever heard.
Yeah, it's great.
And I also remembered in the video, he talked about Panshiko, even if it's not really technically Lost Wave, and Like the Wind. I already knew about Like the Wind because he talked about it in another video he made some months ago, but he didn't mention the term Lost Wave. He mentioned it as a musical lost media, which will probably angry the people in the Discord server if they hear us today. But that's how I discovered Lost Wave, and immediately I went on YouTube to search a lot of snippet and the full songs. I remember the first one I heard, except of EKT and Like the Wind, was Uptown People, which was a later song that broke down those walls by Dolce Vita. And now it's my second favorite Lost Wave ever. I love it. And that's about that time I discovered Cheer. I discovered it on a video that was about cold cases. So cases that don't have any leads for a long time or anything like that. So I discovered Cheer at the time. And to be frankly honest, despite I'm the very first fan of the song today, I didn't like the snippet at all. It was 7 seconds. I couldn't care less about it. I was okay, there's no lead. And at the time, the video I watched presented it as the OP don't give any information about it. So I was like, okay, we'll never find this song. Why not? And I was I really liked this field, and very fast I joined Discord servers about it. And the very first Lost Wave I searched for was Just a Game. I remember very well. I found in the spreadsheet a master list which had a lot of leads, a lot of songs named Just a Game, and I decided to start to search in this, and that's how I began to be a Lost Wave searcher.
One of the key songs that you were involved in identifying was, of course, Cheer, which I believe ended up being called Complex by a Swiss band. Could you talk about the kind of things that you and the other researchers in the Lost Wave community did to try and identify it in the end?
I wasn't in the search until quite very late during the search, but I do know a lot about it because I met researchers afterwards. For a video on Cheer that I was working about, and also on for a Lost Wave book that I'm working about. Basically, the OP that uploaded the song first in 2015 and then in 2020 in another video said two things that were quite interesting for the search. First of all, the song was called, he remembered the song was called Complex, and he thought the band was something similar to Minimal Kids or Micro Kids. And there was a band named Micro Kids in the 80s in Switzerland. They decided, at the time I was in the search, they decided to search for Micro Kids. And they will find the singer, which was Rafaela Carrera, I think. And they contacted her, but she didn't make the song. And she will, however, say, I do remember the song. It maybe comes from Geneva, which was totally false. But they will also try to search in other new wave Switzerland band, like Technicolor, or this is something quite interesting, the Indian Fist, for a very simple reason. It's because basically in the 2015 snippet, there wasn't any voice that said anything in the song. It was 7 seconds of instrumental. But in the 2020 video, you could hear at the debut, at the beginning of the snippet, a voice that seemed to say cheer. Basically, it comes from a song from The Indian Feast, which name I can't remember. The Loneliest Man. Basically, it was in the first video, and the OP Niet Venir, which means, by the way, no to war. Niet Venir found the song in the meantime and decided to cut it in the second version of the video. But he made an editing mistake, and the yes stayed a bit, so it became a sort of che, which made people convinced that it was called the che. I remember the upload of someone named Mr. Egg, which made the song very, very popular, for the snippet very popular, was indeed called che, despite the OP saying it was complex, complex, complex. Basically, they thought that if a song by The Indian Feast was played before Complex, maybe Complex is by The Indian Feast. So they will search for demos, for means of contact. And despite not finding any means of contact, they will find some demos that were quite similar, but there wasn't Complex in their discography.
What then was the thing that actually kind of cracked the case where you guys realized, oh, we've actually found who did this song?
Basically, it was on the 13 August 2024, when a user that was also moderator of the server Discord named PNWM Trabiel found a copyright listing on, because basically in Switzerland they have a national sound archive named Phonoteca, and he typed Complex on Phonoteca and he found an entry for a cassette named Het by the band Niet, which had as a first track Complex. So, but at the time, it was just a lead, and as the genre of the song was named as rock, they thought, maybe it's not this. So they will search evidently for the names that were put in the listing. They will search for other songs of the band, and two things that will be noticed. First of all, it was recorded in the very same studio than Micro Kid Songs, meaning Shrine Sound Cedar Studio. Mm-hmm. And second of all, they will find, user Murphy will find an extract of another song they made, and which was in the compilation at the time, which was named Decline Tankstelle. And they will also find another song from another compilation named Die Rotmus. And they will compare the synth in Die Rotmus and Complex, and it was the very same synthesizers. But at the time, it was still unconfirmed, so they will inform the OP in the comments of the video. The OP will then go to what is called a listening point. Basically, it's a place in the Phonoteca where you can listen the songs that are in the list, the copyright entries for archival reasons. And on 15, he will say that he skipped work literally to go listening, and it was the right song, but no way to make a copy, because legally you can make a copy of the recording that is in the listening. So at the time, it was, I believe it was in verification needed. They had to contact the band now to have the song. They will find someone named Cornel Vogt, which was the drummer of the band, but he couldn't give any much information. But they will find another person, which was named Eva Froch, who, my dear friend Saber, which I salute if he hears us, my dear friend Saber will contact Eva by phone message, and she will confirm the song was from Niet. And around 15 minutes later, another of my dear friend Sveta contacted Eva by email, and she will confirm a second time that the song was from Niet, and will give the audio on a file which was named at the time High Society Strange Complex.
When you listen to the song and read the lyrics, it sounds like at least part of Complex is about urination, and I'm just going to read out some of the lyrics to you just now. So You may say she only likes my sex. It's not to cause a strange complex that even though our problem is, I only like to mind the smell of piss. That does sound like it's to do with urination or piss, but apparently that's not the case. So could you explain what the song and what those lyrics actually mean then?
I remember, first of all, I very remember when the song dropped and all the jokes that were made. And today they look absolutely ridiculous. But I do admit that I made one or two piss jokes. But basically, it was around October when I started do interviews for my Lost Wave book. I directly wanted to interview Franz Roche from Niet because I love the complex. That's something I love complex since the very beginning of when we found it, not with the snippet. I love the full song, even though it seemed to be about piss. I love the song. And I remember one person had uploaded 23 other Niet songs that I also loved. So I was really, really fan of the band. So I wanted to interview Franz. I wanted to do the chapter in first. And couldn't find his email address, but I would contact people who had his email address. And in the very first place, I asked him some questions. And one of the questions I asked was, what is Strange Complex based on? And he would say that it was the next in a saying in a Swiss German, which is, and I'm sorry if any German hears this, die stinkt obim schisse, which doesn't have any translation in English. We could translate it by something like my boss poops just like everyone else. Basically, everyone, regardless of their status, hierarchical or financial, is still equal to other people. But he didn't said really that the song wasn't about yes, so it could be about both. Around a week later, I asked him for the full text because at the time we didn't have the full text, and he said he didn't have it at the time, but he will still give notes about the song. And he mentioned the notes because I asked him if, because in the second verse, at the second line, there was a kind of debate about whether he said drinking tea or drinking pee, which and I agree, a bit harder to hear. So I asked him from the text, and shbam, I received the message which where he said that the song wasn't at all about piss. I posted it on a private server Discord. I almost didn't do it because I thought, oh, it wouldn't interest people. A complex is about piss, but tant pis. And a guy on the private server Discord forwarded it to Found My Mind, the big Lost Wave server. And basically, 99% of the people there immediately stopped to thought the song was about piss. I remember there was a one person that still made jokes, but they got banned. So it's not a...
You mentioned the Lost Wave book that you're writing. Could you tell me a bit more about that and what's kind of inspired you to pen something about the wonderful world of Lost Wave?
Well, I remember that I started the project in August of 2024 because at the time I knew that there was a lot of criticism about a fandom wiki on the internet that was named Lost Wave Finest Fandom, which was a wiki about Lost Wave, but it wasn't really accurate. There was a lot of missing information, a lot of trolls used to edit the pages with some dumb shit. So so it was quite disappreciated in the community, and I wanted to offer something that would be actually accurate, that would give all informations about Lost Wave songs. So at first, I thought I would make my own fandom wiki. And then I started to do the article about the most mysterious song on the internet. I decided to give up. I decided to open Google Word and not Google Word, Google Docs. And I started to make the basis of a book. But once again, I gave up because it was summer. I had other things to do. And
nice to do, yeah.
And in September, I go on Reddit and I saw a message that from someone who wanted to write also a Lost Wave book. So I'm very pleased and I message this person by saying, "Oh yes, I also write a Lost Wave book. Why is it okay if we do it in duo?" The other person immediately accepts, and I think that was the thing that made me really start the book. We immediately decided to cut the work in two. Some will do one person will do these chapters, what the other person will do these chapters. That's basically how it began.
Awesome, man! Awesome. I hope you keep working on it and it turns out to be something great. Yeah. One of the songs that you were, of course, also involved with searching for and one that we've covered on 2SER before was Just a Game. You were one of the people who I believe emailed Christoph and it was just a matter of timing that someone confirmed it before you, but you also got a independent confirmation that the song was his straight from him. So how did it feel when you realized that, hey, we got our guy, especially after all the backstory with the song, with Gabor's passing away and his daughter helping everybody out with the search?
Well, first of all, when the daughter uploaded the full song on the Reddit, I was so happy. I cried tears of joy. It was so so emotional. Not very immediately, I went to the Discord server to see if people talked about it. And I realized something that all people should realize, by the way. It's when you have the full audio, it's not meaning immediately you sold the song. You have to have the author, because at the time, I don't really know why, but people started to think the song was solved. No, we just had a full audio. So we started to search for it. And someone that I know, which was named Jordi, found a copyright listing on Gemma about a song called Just a Game by Christoph Backmeyer. And the alternate title of the song, which was Here I Stand All Alone Again, which was the same as the first lyric of the full audio. And I, by the way, remember the first time he found it, it was some weeks ago, but he couldn't find any information about Christoph Backmeyer. We didn't have the audio, so we couldn't say anything. And I remember the notes he put it in the master list. This dude is a ghost. I can't find any information on him. So when the copyright listing was found, I immediately rushed on the internet to search for Christoph Backmeyer, and I found a website, but the website seemed to be a little bit abandoned. It wasn't really updated. I thought he would never read my email. So I went to a band on Discogs that Christopher was involved in, and I decided to message the drummer Wolfgang. I don't remember the last name, but I remember he was named Wolfgang. And I emailed him saying, basically, yes, there's a Lost Wave mystery, etc., etc. Some hours after, I wake up a bit late because I stayed a lot late because of it, and I see not an answer from Wolfgang, but from Christoph. So I immediately opened the email, and it said, "Hello, my friend Wolfgang forwarded me the email. Yes, I'm the composer of Just a Game. How can I help you?" And I was like, "What?" I immediately rushed on the Discord server, but I think that at the time another person who contacted Christophe gave his own email, but I still posted the email. And later I found out that it kind of served that double confirmation from for Christophe, because I saw the message on the big Lostry server, and they thought that even though everything seemed to line up, Christophe could still lie. So, because it happened a lot, and notably with Billy Knight for the most mysterious song, which everything seemed to line up, but he lied in the end. So they thought it could be that, especially as Just a Game is very popular, so people would definitely go for claiming it for money. But it was indeed Christophe, which gave a third confirmation by saying he still had the copies, the vinyl copies, because I think you already explained that in the podcast. But
He had the master copy,
voilà, he had the master copy, so he uploaded it on YouTube and then later on Spotify, and that's basically how it got a third confirmation.
Well, it was definitely a good day when that happened, because I was keeping my eye on it, and I even saw the footage that he posted of his friends
Yes.
recording the song as well, so
Yes,
that was
indeed,
pretty
Mario
incredible.
Lehner.
We've seen a lot of big songs that have been solved or identified, I guess, in the last year or so. We talked about Ulterior Motives and Subways of Your Mind, and of course we've got Just a Game and Cheer. Out of all the songs that are kind of still out there waiting, what's the number one song that is still unidentified or unsolved that you hope will be identified next?
Well, I know a lot of people would answer CIA or Like the Lanterns for this question, but me, I will say another song that is in the this that is from the same OP as Che, which is Damn and Vol, which me and another friend Yuri, that I salute. Also, if he has this, sorry, I salute a lot of friends. But that's because I promised them to salute them. That I searched with a friend called Yuri and another community d dedicated to to what we call the Swiss tapes, which is all the songs from this OP. And we are searching for Damon Vol. And because I really love punk at all. I really love the snippet we have. I really want to hear the full song. So we are searching about for it. So yeah, Damon Vol would be my first choice, and my second choice would be I hesitate between I Was a Fool in Love, which is a Guglielm case, and a New York 80s tapes, which is Stranger in the Corner. Yes, that would be my second and third choice.
You might have just given me a couple of ideas for some future editions of the segment there with that, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.